Uterine fibroids affect more than 1 in 4 women of reproductive age, and up to 8 in 10 women by the time of the menopause. The majority are asymptomatic, but when symptoms do appear, they can cause significant morbidity and reduced quality of life. Uterine fibroids are benign tumors that grow in the smooth muscle cells of the myometrium. Uterine fibroids occur when there is an imbalance between cell proliferation and apoptosis, modulated by the female sex hormones, estrogen and progesterone. This hormonal imbalance favors the development of uterine fibroids, as well as causing heavy menstrual bleeding, pain and bulk symptoms. Fibroids can also distort the uterine cavity, which may cause infertility, miscarriage, or pregnancy complications. Let's remind ourselves how estrogen and progesterone are produced via the hypothalamic pituitary ovarian axis, the neuroendocrine functional unit of the female reproductive system. Gonadotropin-releasing hormone, GnRH, stimulates the anterior pituitary to release luteinizing hormone, LH, and follicle-stimulating hormone, FSH. FSH stimulates follicle development and estradiol production. A mid-cycle LH surge causes ovulation. The LH also maintains the corpus luteum, which produces and stimulates progesterone and estradiol. Feedback mechanisms influenced by estradiol and progesterone regulate activity in the hypothalamus and pituitary gland. The action of estradiol and progesterone leads to uterine fibroids. And the dependency of uterine fibroid growth on ovarian hormones is well established.